I'm your host, Resident Daryl, and I've got a jam-packed show for you guys today. I think you're going to enjoy it. I've been on a little bit of a tour the past week. So if you guys have been listening to the Loot Bros podcast recently, you know that there's been a little bit of what we would like to call, in quotes, promoing, a little bit of promos shot back and forth between myself, my show, the Loot Bros, and some of these other shows that our former co-hosts have joined and started, where we sit back, kind of analyze what these jabronis, what these yahoos are doing across the pond over on their respective shows. And then we say, is this good? Is this bad? What could they do better? And every now and again, do they need a little gut check? You know, do they need a little bit of a reality check, so to speak? So what I like to do here on the Loot Bros podcast, guys, is I like to give these guys encouragement. See, I am their mentor. I am their father figure in this industry, guys. I am, for all intents and purposes, the top of the mountain for these podcasters, and I know they look up to me. You know, most specifically, Big Willie Style from over at the PlayStation Ain't Dead podcast. And I did say last week, I said, hey, guys, whenever you're ready to make your podcast great again, please feel free to shoot me a message. I will stop what I'm doing and come over there and assist you. And I did just that, guys. I was a guest on the PlayStation Ain't Dead podcast this past week. It has already went live, and I'm sure it will be in your podcast feeds very, very soon, because they stream live over there on the PlayStation Ain't Dead podcast, which is was quite dangerous. If you want my personal opinion, it's dangerous to give me a live mic, to bring me on and say, hey, we trust that everything you say and do is going to be on the up and up and very good. No, I'm just kidding. I would never do anything to harm them or ruin their very, very questionable reputations. But I did go live over there with them. We had an absolute blast, laughed for about 2 hours and 45 minutes. It was pretty good. I think it was a good show, personally. Really enjoy those guys. I really like Sean and Will. And I hate James wasn't there. I know he was in the chat. And I'm sure he chuckled a little bit, might have cringed a little bit as well. And that's kind of what my point was in being there. So definitely had a blast with those guys. So please go check out the PlayStation Ain't Dead podcast. That is our good friend, Will, our friends, Will, Sean, and James, holding it down each and every week, bringing on the collectors, bringing on the YouTubers, both good and bad. And so definitely go check it out. Go check out the Hunter Houston ESG podcast and their little sister show, The Wrestling Tornado. That is the madman, T. Diddy Thomas. He was, holding it down over there, doing his thing. And him and JP get together, Joe Priestley, Mr. TMNT 84. They come together and they do, the wrestling show. And then, Thomas does a bit of a ranting game show, pop culture show. And so I did join Thomas on the Wrestling Tornado this past week. We did a little bit of a WrestleMania recap, had some conversations. It was good. It was a good time. So I did make an appearance on both of the shows that I was specifically referencing in my promo last week. And no, none of it was planned. None of that was prearranged. None of it was predetermined. I literally shot my shot. And then, very organically, both gentlemen were like, hey, will you please come make my show great again? So I did it. I came. I saw. I conquered. And now I would like to toast to those gentlemen and our Patreon producers. Thank you so much, MZ. Thank you so much, JT, for sticking with us. All of our other patrons. Guys, there's fresh content on the Patreon, and you've got an Alone in the Dark deep dive coming up this month. I am chowing down on a peach mango green tea Celsius. This thing is That's how babies are made right there. That's so good. That's real freaking good. So slamming down one of those. So guys, it is going to be, I hope I'm able to get out of here without keeping you too long. Going to try to aim for that 1 hour mark today, kind of keeping it short and sweet. There's a lot to talk about, a lot of games that I played, a lot of things I want to, you know, tell you guys about. So with that being said, go check out Resident Daryl. New video already live on the Resident Daryl YouTube channel. Not doing the best. I mean, I'm still trying to figure out this, the managing between shorts and long form videos, because I did a bunch of research leading, and this is a little bit of YouTube, you know, on boots on the ground knowledge. Maybe somebody out there who's a much better, much more successful YouTuber can give me some insight on what I'm doing wrong. Maybe my videos are absolute trash. Who knows? You can't be great at everything, ladies and gentlemen. I am a jack of all the trades, master of none. So over on YouTube, I tend to do a once a week long form video where you guys see live video game hunting. Maybe I'll splice in a couple Facebook Marketplace pickups, things of that nature. So you get to see the actual picking up and the collecting of the video games. And then I do a recap and I break it all down and kind of separate everything. And depending on if there's things of value there, I'll show you kind of what the current value is of the video games. And if it's something that's going to our collection, maybe I'll show the value, maybe I won't. But that doesn't really matter, because that stuff's going on our shelf. The purpose of our YouTube channels for myself and my kids to go out, collect video games, buy them one at a time, buy them 100 at a time, buy them in bulk, whatever the case may be, put things back in our collection and flip the rest to make money to do it again. That is the purpose. All right. So speaking of the flip side of all of that, each and every week I go live on Whatnot. The Whatnot is an app. It's live auctioning. It's eBay plus Twitch. You go on, you see the goods, I show it off, and we have a bunch of people in the chat bidding on them. It's a fun time. You know, you get great deals on there. It is rare that I'll tell you what, nothing ever goes above market value that I sell on there. And I cut people crazy good deals. I'm always trying to make the deals, trying to make sure I pay for everything that I bought, and I've got a few dollars left over to buy more. But definitely cutting crazy deals out there. Sometimes deals so good, I regret it after the fact. I sold a game the other day that immediately skyrocketed to $90 on eBay, and price charting is not caught up with that yet. And I let the game go for like $5, and it hurt my heart. But you know what? That's the name of the game. You guys come to my Whatnot shows, click the link in the description below, get yourself 10 free freaking dollars to spend with anyone on the platform. Doesn't have to be me. And come over there, Whatnot. It's great. It's absolutely great. It really eclipses everything I do on eBay. It's insane. So each and every week we go out, we buy video games, we take what we need, we sell the rest on Whatnot, sometimes on eBay, sometimes local trades. We do have a spot at a vendor mall where we're able to, you know, make a couple $100 a month. Nothing crazy. And it pays for itself. So that's all that really matters. So guys, that's what we do. Go to Resident Daryl and see how it all happens. Go to Whatnot. I am actually going live. This episode will go live Monday, April the 15th. I will be live at noon Eastern time doing kind of storage auction stuff. Like it's a storage locker stuff. So basically it's like a bunch of random things I've gotten from pickups that doesn't necessarily limit me to a single category. It may be a good show, maybe a bad show. Never gone live in that category before. So I don't know that this is going to be do well for me, but it's going to be a lot of $2 starts. So the goal for this show is to get rid of merchandise. Just get rid of inventory. Okay. Tuesday night Eastern time. I originally had the show planned for 6. That show is being rescheduled for 10 p.m. Eastern time, Tuesday, the 16th of April, because we actually, our refrigerator went out. So I got to go refrigerator shopping. So that's going to really stings the old wallet. So that video game budget just took a hit. But hey, we're going to go live. We're going to sell some video games. We're going to sell some Blu-rays. Got tons of new Blu-rays in. And so we're going to do a mixed show. It's going to be Blu-rays and video games. Hopefully it'll be good. We'll see. Next up, we have next Friday. Okay, so whatever that Friday date is, I'll be live doing Skylanders and Disney Infinity figures. Definitely had a really excellent show, you know, this past Friday doing Skylanders and Disney Infinity figures. So hopefully we'll make a couple bucks on that one. But again, it's all about getting rid of inventory right now. I want space as much as I want monies. Okay. So we can bring in more stuff. All right. So that's what's going on with the YouTube. That's what's going on with the whatnot. Go check them out. Go be a part of it. Outside of that, it's time to talk about some games. Guys, picked up a ton of games. Going to talk about a few pickups, but I'm really going to talk about game preservation machines a lot today. That's going to be like the really main focus, but I'll get into that, okay? So, right now, let's get into some of the games that I've been playing. We're going to start on the PlayStation 3 and 4 and 5 and Vita, and then we'll get into kind of the game preservation stuff, because that's kind of where I want to spend a little bit of time. But starting things off, chipping away at Resistance Retribution. That is a PSP game ported to the PS4 and 5 with trophies. Guys, it just got an update. They added another mode to it. Holy crap. We're getting PSP games with updates. That's insane. PlayStation Plus Premium. Thank you, Jimmy Ryan. It is really amazing. I do not regret it one freaking bit. I absolutely love it. I adore it. I think it's awesome. And I am very happy that they are still putting stuff out today. Today is in when the stage goes live. What day is it? Maybe it's Tuesday of next week. So Tuesday, April the 16th, I think is what it is. The 15th or 16th, I'm not sure when it actually goes live. Should be going live after this episode goes live. We're getting Alone in the Dark on PlayStation Premium, the PS1 Classic. So I'm hoping they add trophy support. I don't know yet. So far, there's only been a couple games that didn't add trophies. If they don't add trophies, I won't beat the game, most likely. If they do add trophies, I'll definitely beat the game. But I just finished the most recent, the 2024 Alone in the Dark, and it is a banger. It is a great game. I absolutely love it. I adore it. I think it is awesome. Totally worth picking up. And that's going to be this month's deep dive. So I would love for them to, you know, throw out their Alone in the Dark with trophies. And I'll go through that game again. I'm super excited about it. So, that being said, guys, go check out your premium. Go check out your extra on your PlayStation Plus. And there's so much good stuff in there. But I'm playing Resistance Retribution. It's awesome. I started Who Pressed Mute on Uncle Marcus. This is another Wales game. And not loving it so far. So, Jared, I'm sure you'll catch up with this show eventually. I mean, maybe you're listening to it as soon as it goes live. I know you and I really share a love for the Wales games. Started that one, wasn't feeling it in the beginning. Popped a few trophies, and I was like, you know what? I'll redo this one a little bit later down the road, maybe when I can actually pay more attention to it instead of doing something else while that was going on. So, not really loving that game at the moment, but that's okay. The next thing up, MZ Nitro, old Patreon producer MZ F and Nitro, and I, we were playing some Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 on the PS3. And we're doing some of the multiplayer modes together. And I beat the game already, but I need to go through it on veteran or hardened or whatever and get those trophies. So chipping away at that, I'm a little over halfway through, I think about around the halfway mark on the game on veteran. Really enjoying playing through that game again. It is a banger. It is a really, really great game. Super, super enjoy it. Playing some Madden 13 on the PlayStation Vita. I've been sitting at the last few trophies for quite some time on this game. And it's just they're I don't want to say they're necessarily luck trophies, but like I got to return an interception for 100 yards. That'd be great if you played the game like this was your main game or this was your travel game or whatever, and you just were constantly playing and just, oh dang, this happened. Oh dang, I got a trophy. That would be a great one. What's actually happening for me, and I don't love it, is that I'm down to some of these like, oh dang, that was great trophies, and like I'm actually actively trying to make them happen. And it's super annoying. It is super annoying. So I'm working on that one. I think I've got 3 trophies plus the platinum left. And it is what it is. I mean, I'm having a good time, but I'm not loving the fact that I have to return a punt for a touchdown in overtime, I believe. And I have to have a good pass percentage. And I have to have one more thing. But either way, doesn't matter. My point in all of this is, guys, that I'm down to the last few trophies, and I'm chipping away at those right now, really enjoying the game. I mean, it's a Madden 13 on the Vita is a great game, so I ain't mad at it. I just would love for these trophies to pop so I can maybe throw in a different Madden game or sports game, you know, trying to chip through some more, because there's the first handful of trophies in a lot of these games are actually fun to get. So anyways, that being said, the last game on the PlayStation front that I want to talk about is a little indie horror game called Happy's Humble Burger Farm. Now, this is an independent indie horror game. RIP in peace. But this is a little horror game that I saw a lot of the YouTubers playing a while back. My kids enjoyed watching them. And it's kind of hard sometimes to get my daughter to just be into like a horror game, you know what I'm saying? Or be into a game, rather. And it's like, oh, I want you to play this game with me. It's not one of the ones I saw my YouTubers playing, so I'm not really that interested. So this is one that she said, if you got this game, we'll play it together. So this past weekend, we sat down together and we played several hours of it. It's actually a pretty decent game, but it's a burger-making simulator with a horror twist. So basically, you get up. You're this particular kid who's got to go make burgers at this burger joint. And as you're making your burgers, things are going wrong. Similar to a Five Nights at Freddy's style game. You know, it's like the things are kind of haunted. There's spirits and stuff coming after you. There's monsters and creatures coming after you. And it's a whole big thing. And then there's like when the actual, you know, big boss thing comes after you or whatever. And there's secrets you got to uncover and there's things you got to do. It's good. It's a good game. It's jank. It's very jank. It's low quality on purpose, it seems like, as far as like resolution, character models, things like that. But it definitely is better than I expected, especially for this style game. These are typically not great games that my kids get into because they see the YouTubers play them. But overall, this one's been pretty fun. So my daughter and I are playing through this one. Looks like a 26% platinum. So it looks like something that she and I might actually go for. Who knows? We'll see. I'm not making any promises just yet, but I think we're definitely going for trophies. And this is one of those rare occasions where my daughter's like, see, Dad, this is the type of game that I'll do the trophies with you. I was like, okay. So we knocked a few of those out this past weekend. It was a good time, really good time. So I enjoyed it. Now, going to start kind of combining some of the categories of the show, some of the segments, because it all kind of makes it all intertwines. One of our most recent video game hunts, we go out of town to some other flea markets, and I got to be honest, it just wasn't great. You know, we found a couple games. Found a couple figures, but we didn't find like the great haul. We didn't find the great, like, oh my gosh, here's the thing that, you know, this was so worth it for our collection. As a matter of fact, we're down to the last section of this last part of the flea market we were at. And we, you know, we're like, dang, this is kind of a bust. Saw these two boxes. Now the two boxes said 2.4G wireless controller gamepad. And then it says light in the corner and it looks like off brand PlayStation controllers. So we're like, all right, cool. What is this? And come to find out they were emulation machines. They were game preservation boxes, they look like fire sticks, but they say 4K gaming, you know, bunch of ROMs, blah, blah, blah. They wanted $20 a box for them. I said, well, you do both boxes for 30. And that way I have 4 controllers and, you know, whatever. We'll see what happens. Now, shout out to the host of the Hunter Houston ESG and the Wrestling Tornado, the Madman T. Diddy, because he let me borrow one of his game preservation machines. on it were a bunch of games that I really, 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 I wish I would have played them, actually, you know, because he let me borrow it for so long. But, like, some really cool stuff on there. Really interesting games. Things that really bring me back, right? So, I know me, I'm not going to spend a ton of time playing this kind of stuff. But sure enough, I did, you know, break into the boxes this past weekend. My brother came over and actually, let me back it up. I started by plugging in one of the game preservation machines because they're like looking like fire sticks, right? Like Roku sticks. And we were able to play them in our van. I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. This is amazing. Maybe I won't flip these. Maybe I'm actually going to use them because we've got an HDMI port in our van for our flip down TV. And when we travel, the kids can actually play, you know, video games rather than, you know, oh, we got to watch a movie and no one agrees on yada, 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 yada. Okay. So I was like, man, let's try this out. We did. We played Boogerman. I introduced my 9-year-old son to Boogerman, Sega Genesis, the pick and flick adventure. I was like, this is awesome. I was all about it, all for it. So we play a little bit of Boogerman. I show it off. It's cool. They play a little bit of Blitz 2000 on the Nintendo 64. Mess around with a couple other games, and it's just really neat. It's very, very neat. So, you know, I'm like, man, guys, there's so much here. There's hundreds of games. Come to find out, there's thousands of games. There's hundreds of PSP games on there. When it was all said and done, one of the Fire Sticks had a 64 gig memory card in it with 38,000 ROMs on it. The other had a 64 gig memory card with another 19,000 ROMs is what it ended up being. But so my brother and I plug them up, okay, and we're like, well, what are we going to play? Well, we got to play some old school arcade games. So we pop in, guys. Oh my gosh, this one made my nostalgia meter freaking lose it. Alien versus Predator, the Capcom arcade game. Now, if you're not familiar with Alien versus Predator, or maybe it's, yeah, I think it is Alien versus Predator, but Alien Predator, the Capcom arcade game, it is a side scroll beat 'em up akin to like your Ninja Turtles and your Simpsons, your X-Men, whatever. And this particular game, you can be two different predators. You could be this giant commando dude or this commando chick, all right? It is awesome. My favorite side-scroll beat-em-up of all time. Like, it is so freaking good. And we sat there and just played through the whole thing. It was so much fun. So much fun. Made it all the way to the last level, and then I accidentally did something stupid with the controller and caused us to reset. But it didn't matter, because we're at the very end, and we had an absolute blast. It is so good, so good. So, that being said, it's hard to track down. I've never seen an arcade since I was a kid. I've never seen an arcade where you can go and play this again. So definitely, if you can find it, if you can game preserve it, be on the lookout. Alien Predator, the side scroll Capcom. That's one of those arcades. If I ever had the opportunity, I'd put that one in my basement. That one, Area 51, the light gun shooter. So probably the old OG X-Men, maybe an Altered Beast, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the arcade game, and TMNT in Time. Like those are some like just crazy, crazy good arcade games. Okay, the next game that we played together to completion, all right, we liberated Hell's Kitchen, is the Punisher Capcom arcade game, I believe from 93. So my brother and I played that one. He was Frank Castle, the Punisher. I was OG Muscle Man, gotta smoke a cigar nonstop, Nick Fury. Played through the whole thing, and it was a blast. We just had so much freaking fun, guys. It was awesome. So if there was ever a case for game preservation, those two games right there, because you can't, if any of these companies, right, would get together and make these available for $20 a pop on the networks, I'd buy them. It is so, so freaking good. So those were two big experiences this past week that I just couldn't, I just, man, I was so happy. I just enjoyed them so much. I will say, as far as like kind of a review on the hardware, not the best hardware I've ever played. The controllers are kind of flimsy and kind of crappy, and there's a little bit of desyncing every now and again. But I mean, for what I've got invested in it, I've already, those two games and just spending time with my brother playing through those like we did as kids, those two games right there were worth the price of admission. You couldn't tell me nothing. It was so good. So I will come back to that in a little bit. Because those were, again, that's part of my weekly pickups, but it's also part of what I've been playing. And they were just, they're freaking good, man. Real good. So go check them out. Even if you don't want to game preserve them, even if you don't have a way to play them, this is part of my recommendations for the week. You know, see, this is the thing. I'm touching all the category, all the topics right now. And this one, I highly recommend them. Go watch YouTube videos on them and just see. They were good. And they were easy to play. Like, they weren't some of those beat 'em ups that are designed to just like suck all your quarters out. Like, you just die. So, had an absolute blast with those. So, that's what I've been playing. And I don't regret any of it. It was absolutely awesome. So, let's kind of stick with the pickups. So, I picked up a handful of games, guys. There's going to be some, we're going to do some YouTube stuff for some of the games I'm going to talk about today, and this is going to be real Xbox centric, right? So I lean heavy PlayStation. I know Jimmy Ryan is the GOAT, the greatest of all time, and he has really done well by us. We'll see what happens to Hiroki Totoki Literature Club. Maybe he does good, maybe he doesn't. I got no faith on it for him, in him, because I mean, come on, how can you? You can't surpass Jimmy Ryan. Jimmy Ryan was the greatest. He did it. He made it happen. So we'll see what happens with Hiroki Totoki, but I'm gonna lean a little Xbox today. All right. So guys, the Xbox 360 store closes at the end of July this year, 2024. So my son and I have already started picking up games that we think are either going to get more expensive or maybe they're more difficult to find once everyone starts gobbling them up, because you can't, there's no security there. It's like, oh, if I don't have the physical, I don't have access. And what's happened is it's also turned into a situation where it's like, well, you know what? While we're doing this, let's go ahead and get other games that were really great and really interesting. And let's build our 360 collection. So I have this idea on what the series is going to be called. And I think I have the limit on what I'm going to go after. Okay. So I'm just going to leave it at that for now. But there's a handful of games that I picked up this past week for the Xbox 360 collection. One of them being SmackDown vs. Raw 2007. This game has steadily increased in value. It is one of the top three best wrestling games of all time. Yeah. I picked this game up. I picked it up at GameStop actually for $18. And it is going for $31 loose right now, disc only, $31. So this is a game that you definitely need to pick up. It's a bolo. Be on the lookout for SmackDown vs. Raw 2007. I picked up SmackDown vs. Raw 2011, which would be one of my other all-time favorite SmackDown vs. Raw, wrestling games. I got some other ones I'm picking up this week, so I'm super excited about that. But those two in particular. The next thing I picked up, and I showed this off on Will's PlayStation Ain't Dead podcast, because he always likes to do, because it's a collector show. It's not just about PlayStation, right? Even though they lean heavy PlayStation. But they always want to do the rarity report. They always want to do some kind of, like, what do you think is going to become more rare, increasingly more difficult or more expensive? Okay. That being said, I pulled up a copy of Infinite Undiscovery. This is an Xbox 360 exclusive RPG. This is one of the rare exclusive RPGs that the Xbox 360 had. I picked it up, and I've never played it. Maybe I will one day. I don't really have any intentions on it, per se, but it definitely exists. And so I just wanted to grab it and say, hey, this is going to get more expensive. As a matter of fact, Price Charting has it now at about $17 complete. And I've already seen where on eBay this game's selling in the 20s. So, you know, just not a huge increase, but an increase. So definitely be on the lookout for Infinite Undiscovery. All right. Next up, I picked up three games in the same series, three absolute must-play games. No questions. Guys, I'm going to take a sip of my drink. Splinter Cell, Double Agent. An absolute amazing Splinter Cell game. Really, really fun. Great story. Excellent, excellent game. Splinter Cell Conviction. The best of the series, in my opinion. Storytelling was awesome. It oozed with style. When you start that game off in this alleyway and it's telling you what you're doing, what you're looking for, what needs to happen. It's telling it to you on the sides of crates, on the walls, like the way the text pops up and stuff. And it's just freaking awesome. Splinter Cell Conviction is a must play, must own game. And it is in our collection. And I am so excited to have it back. Couldn't be more thrilled. Next up on the list would be Splinter Cell Blacklist. This is a game that I really, really love and enjoy. A game that came out, I think, 2013, towards the end of the console life cycle on PS3 and Xbox 360. I don't think I've played it on 360. I think I've just played it on PS3. Maybe. I know I've beat it on PS3. I could be wrong about that. But it's definitely an amazing game. Really picks up kind of with the gameplay style after Conviction. And I think Conviction, and I think that Blacklist are just amazing. They just play so well. That style of game, you know, it just, you could be stealth or you can go guns blazing, and it's just good. It's really, really good stuff. So I picked those up. Those are going in the personal collection, and I'm really going to, our first video in this series is really going to kickstart our Xbox 360 collecting. Okay, so we're going to be running the Xbox 360 collecting video series. Maybe you'll get one of those every other week or so. We're going to be running the Kinect Adventure Crusade, where anytime we're out game hunting and we find a Kinect Adventures, we got to buy it so we can destroy it. We're getting very close to 1,000 subscribers. I'm getting super excited about that. Once we get to 1,000 subscribers, we're going to destroy Kinect Adventures and wipe it off the face of the planet. Hopefully that this will increase the value for those of you who do not destroy your copies. And then after that, we'll also have just our general, I'm sitting here right here on my desk, the article that I need, like the actual item I need for this other series that we're going to launch on our YouTube channel. And it is going to be, if you've ever played Mercenaries 2, it's going to be some, there's, that's the clue. Mercenaries 2. Just if you've ever played it, there's a theme in there that we're going to use for our YouTube channel. And I think it's going to be really good. So I think it's going to be really great, as a matter of fact. So it's going to be a lot of good stuff coming out on the Resident Daryl YouTube channel. And those are some of the pickups, guys. Those are some of the things that I picked up and I focused on this week. Now, there's a couple oddballs outside of the main video game collecting that I wouldn't mind bringing up. So one of them is, there's a game called Rage. I'm sure you guys remember it. Looks like the old 2012, everything was brown and orange and just the same looking aesthetically. So we've got Rage. We've got Rage 2. Never played them. But there was a little bit of a meme going around in the PlayStation Ain't Dead groups. And Rage became a thing. So, of course, we showed off our copies of Rage. And then some gentleman showed off a comic book that was released for the Rage series. And I didn't have it. So I went and got it. Super excited to own it. Haven't read it yet. Sitting right here beside me on the desk. But it's one of those things to where anytime I see video game comic books, I try to pick them up. I think that stuff's kind of cool. So I now am the proud owner of the Rage comic. And I'll see what all the rage about it is. That's right. I said it. So here we go, guys. Jumping into a couple recommendations. And then I got a little bit of newsy stuff for you. Like I said, we're going to keep things a little short this week. We got a lot going on, a lot of stuff to do work-wise. But some recommendations. So, typically, guys, I like to, if I watch a movie or I listen to some music or whatever, I like to recommend stuff. I definitely, try to. We do more than just play video games. So for me, this is an opportunity to be like, hey, this is some stuff that I experienced or whatever that I really enjoyed. I think you should check it out. Maybe you'll like it. Maybe you won't. So with that being said, I don't know if we got any old school Striper fans here. Maybe we do. Maybe we don't. This one's a little more obscure than even my deathcore stuff. But I love hip hop. I love Christian hip hop, specifically Christian hip hop. I don't love general, but let me back it up. It's not a lot of music out there that I like hearing just a bunch of dumb nonsense, right? I like substance to my music, no matter what the genre is. So if it's hip hop, I like for it to be, good and meaningful or in depth. There's tons of hip hop artists that I've listened to over the years that I thought were really great and maybe didn't necessarily align with on a beliefs or even just a moral standpoint, but I can get behind them. All right. So typically though, if I'm going to listen to anything, it's going to be Christian hip hop because there, you can still talk about all the main struggles in life and how things are hard and blah, 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 whatever, the normal stuff, but you're not necessarily celebrating yourself. You're celebrating something bigger and better and higher than you. Obviously that aligns with my personal worldview and religious beliefs, but to me, there's hope in that. A lot of the dumb shoot 'em up, be a thug, hip hop and rap stuff. That's just like, this is life. It doesn't get any better than this. So let's just be the king of how bad it is. I don't necessarily get down with, but so I really do find a lot of hope, inspiration, and joy out of Christian hip hop. So I've been listening to a lot of Lecrae, NF, things like that. And then there's this band, and it's I think it's Kings and Country that did it with him, but it's Lecrae, Kings and Country, and they do a very interesting rendition of "To Hell with the Devil" by the old '80s rock band Striper, and it's done in a very modern country rock way with hip hop lyrics, and it was awesome. It was just cool. And maybe this is something that doesn't resonate with everybody, but I thought it was very interesting. It really blended a couple of genres that I wasn't necessarily, I didn't expect, I didn't know what to expect when I saw it advertised, but I knew it was coming, but dang, it was way cooler than I expected. So definitely, I would recommend, something like that. If anyone is interested, especially if you're familiar with that song or any of those groups, with Lecrae being so huge, a 2-time Grammy Award winning artist doing music on the Spider-Man and Miles Morales games, being a huge artist in general, typically his music catches, a wider group of people than just, Christians or people who identify as believers. So, That might bring some of you guys in to check it out. I mean, I don't know. He does some cool stuff. So definitely, well, I took my kids to see him not too long ago. We got to see Lecrae and we got to see Seventh Day Slumber. So that was really, really good. I feel we saw Kings and Country last year, maybe the year before. Maybe it was this year. I don't even remember. We've seen so many artists, so many bands. It sometimes it's hard to keep up with. But yes, definitely highly recommend it. That's a reco for this week. I didn't watch it yet, but I hear that the Fallout Amazon television show started off really, really well. I don't know if they're doing it episodically or if it's the entire thing is out, but my entire news feed has been blown up with how good it is and how well it's being received. So, and I can't say I personally recommend it, but I can say that the reviews seem pretty strong and I'm going to check it out. I don't know anything about Fallout. I know that I didn't like Fallout 3 when I started it. I got out of the vault, I died, and I quit. And then Fallout 4, I did the exact same thing. Killed my first little wave of bandits, and then turned around and got killed by something else, and then quit. So that's my experience. I fought a crab-looking thing in 76, died, and quit. So I don't really know what to expect with Fallout, okay? But I hear it's really good, and I hear it's really nailing what it's going for. So I would like to join you guys in celebrating that if it is good. So we know what's bad. When you do Halo, was bad. Even though there were some parts of it that were less bad, there was some of it that was actually somewhat enjoyable. For the most part, that's how you don't do the show. The Last of Us overall was pretty decent, albeit I didn't love every aspect of it. And God dog it, man. Bella Ramsey's so freaking ugly. Ooh, it's like nightmare material. So I know there's some things about it that's some stuff's good, some stuff's bad. So we'll see kind of where this goes. But hopefully you guys will get some enjoyment out of it, and I'll join you in it. I'm going to watch at least an episode. I might even watch it while I'm working. Who knows? I might just have it on because I've got a lot of work this coming week, a lot of things to do. So as far as recommendations goes, Lecrae, Kings and Country, To Hell with the Devil. That was cool. And then as far as television goes, go check out The Fallout. See if it's good. Let me know. If you guys have already seen it, you've already watched it, leave some comments on the Facebook group or in the Discord. Say, hey, this is what I saw. This was good. So would love to know what you guys think about that. So I'm going to end this week's show with a little bit of newsy stuff. All right. Obviously, with Fallout coming out or being out, we finally heard what's going on with the Fallout 4 and the legit PS5 version. So it looks like that's happening. Looks like we're going to get an upgraded version. As a matter of fact, I actually read that it had some, it's going to have mod support, or at least it's going to have mod stuff built into it. Not 100% sure how they're going to handle that on the PlayStation Store. Another really cool thing that happened as far as updates go, I mentioned earlier that Resistance Retribution, the PSP game for PlayStation Plus Premium, got an update with an extra mode, and Insomniac's Ratchet & Clank Reboot in 2016 just got an update with one of the fan favorite guns called the Bouncer. It's like this game's about like it's like 8 years old or something like that, and they're like, yeah, we definitely wanted to put that out for everybody. So that's got that kind of stuff's really friggin' cool. I did mention earlier that Alone in the Dark is coming out for PlayStation Plus Premium. So I jumped in, did a little bit of research, and so far a trophy list has not popped up for Alone in the Dark New Nightmare. It is joined by the PS1 original Medieval and Star Wars Rebel Assault 2, The Hidden Empire. So we will see. I don't know that Star Wars has a trophy list either. I know Medieval has a trophy list. It's already popped up on TrueTrophies.com. It's on PSN profiles. But this month's list is really, really good. We got Dave the Diver. That's, a day one release. I got the hiccups all of a sudden. We got Oddballers, Construction Simulator, The Crew 2, Raji, an ancient epic, the Lego Ninjago movie, which actually, that one's actually not a huge, not a tall order for the Platinum. We got Nour, N-O-U-R, Nour, Nour. Play with Your Food, I can't remember what that one was. Deliver Us Mars. That one looks pretty cool. We have Lego Marvel's Avengers. That's a banger. That's a great Lego game. I think I've got the Platinum on Vita for that one. We have Miasma Chronicles, Stray Blade, Tales of Tanzera, and Animal Well. A lot of that stuff, don't even have a freaking clue what it is. Okay, but the ones that matter to me are Dave the Diver. That one looks pretty good. That one's got the Godzilla update. I want to play that. Obviously, we're getting Alone in the Dark. I will definitely jump on here, guys, and let you know if it's next week, you know, what the status is on the trophy list for Alone in the Dark New Nightmare. But I remember that game being awesome. I remember playing it on the PS1. I think I still got a physical version. I know I've got that one. That's one of those games that I purchased off the PSN. Had to have it. It's on my Vita. It's on my Vita TV. It's on my PSP. It's on all that stuff. So definitely check those out. Medieval, the original PS1. It's awesome as you could platinum that one. Then you could go platinum the remake. So that's the way to go. So some pretty cool stuff coming up this month, guys. Not exactly sure what's happening over on Game Pass. I do currently have Game Pass. We've been playing a bunch of Madden 24 on Game Pass here in the house. My son's buddies coming over and everybody going to town and playing a bunch of Rainbow Six Siege on there as well. As far as new releases go, though, I don't know. So I hate that I'm not updating our Xbox fans on the Game Pass situation, but We are enjoying it here in the house. As a matter of fact, the kids have taken the Xbox Series S and they've taken the Xbox One, set them up so they can play. So I ain't mad at it. Lots of gaming going on in the house. Lots of fun being had. Guys, I hope that you all are enjoying yourselves. I hope that everything is well for the listeners of the Loot Bros Podcast. We appreciate all your support. Like I said before, this one is going to be a tighter, shorter show. Tons more to talk about next week. Again, deep dives coming up, long-form discussions on some stuff, and hopefully there'll be a trophy list for Alone in the Dark so that I can do that deep dive as well, because I might jump into it and just be like completely enamored and amazed. I will be doing a deep dive on Resistance Retribution for the PSP. I absolutely love that game. I beat it on PSP proper. Actually, I played it on Vita. Was it last year for the backlog beatdown? So, again, trying to work things out to where I can get Gareth on here so we can do a proper update on the annual rarity event. Who knows? He might even just record something and I'll patch it in. But definitely appreciate you guys. Hope all is well. And I will say this, a little behind the curtain. So I met with Josh Adams, the artist for the Godfoe universe, artist for Legacy Comics, doing all kinds of crazy stuff over there. I met with Josh this past weekend, and I said, you know, I see a vision where you, myself, and Dan, we combine it all. We take the Loot Bros, we take 2236, we take, you know, the Nuggets podcast that we do on occasion. We take the live updates for Godfoe Universe and we make it all one big thing where the three of us get together and that's our shtick. We all work from home. We all are in a position to do this stuff during the day. And so who knows, man? We're working on that one. Maybe it'll be a situation where you guys see Dan and you guys see Josh more often. And then I'll do the random sparse appearance over on the OGs podcasts. So they're doing well over there. We're hanging in there over here. So who knows, guys? So just be on the lookout for that. Hopefully we'll have some bigger, better updates. And who knows? I am kicking around the idea of doing this almost like a live YouTube show. So We'll see. Definitely thinking about getting creative with it and not leaving you guys hanging. So all that being said, guys, be on the lookout for the updates. Thank you guys so much for all your support. Remember, Whatnot, link below, $10. You can spend it anywhere. Get you some goodies. Get you some stuff. And, you know, go check it out. Also, Patreon each and every month. There's extra content on the Patreon. Deep dives, extra conversations, the Resident Daryl podcast, all kinds of good stuff on there. So be on the lookout for all that stuff. Go check it out. Go check out the Patreon. Go check out Whatnot, Resident Daryl on YouTube. And always remember, here on the Loot Bros Podcast, our motto, anime is for pros.
Many people very rapidly. God save me, save me from myself. Reach down and rescue me. Can't nobody else.
No!
Nobody else can do the thing that you can do for me. Nobody else can truly play these chains and set us free. Look around like we can't even 7 30 days. Thinking this is all my life is really gonna be. You better take a step back and you'll see that we have security down on the tree. But he can't live for you or for me. Yeah. I am eternally grateful to hear.